Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mary Shelley by Miranda Seymour. Read by Sandra Duncan. Preface. Mary Shelley's course was set from that early morning in the summer of 1814, when she and her stepsister, Claire Claremont, left their home in dingy Holborn to run away with Percy Shelley across war-ravaged France to Switzerland, seen by them as the romantic birthplace of the Enlightenment. Mary was only 16, her stepsister was 15. Shelley, just 21, had left his young, pregnant wife behind. The following spring, Mary gave birth to his child, a little girl who died a few weeks later. 8 years on, Mary miscarried her fifth child. Only one survived. She was not yet 25 when Shelley drowned in a sailing accident with a friend off the northwest coast of Italy. Shelley's death was the scene to which Victorian painters were drawn, and one can see why. His friends, Edward Trelawney, Byron and Leigh Hunt, were there to see the fish-eaten remains of the poet's body burned on a lonely shore, while Mary, shocked and grief-stricken, shut herself away in her room to mourn alone. After her death, a sculptor would show her as the Mater Dolorosa, her husband's body stretched over her knees. Today, the most famous scene from Mary's life, and perhaps in literary history, is the stormy summer night at the Villa Diodati on Lake Geneva, when Byron, his handsome young doctor, John Polidori, the Shelleys, and Mary's stepsister, who was carrying Byron's child, decided to write horror stories for fun. This was the night on which Frankenstein, that best known of all romantic works, was born. Its author was not yet 19. Frankenstein has become part of our lives. The ambitious young scientist, who in Mary's bold imagination became the first creator of a living human being without divine assistance. A shocking idea in her day, and an extraordinary one for a young woman to choose for her first subject, is invoked almost daily in debates on the ethics of genetic engineering. Cartoonists from George Cruikshank to Gary Larson have made use of Frankenstein. A recent survey among American children showed his name...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?